Hallelujah, hallelujah. The voice group in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. By the grace of God, we have met once again in this beloved morning, Tuesday, in the name of Jesus Christ. I give honor, glory, power, magnification to our God. His name is Jesus, and also the servants of the Most High God, and also brothers and sisters on this platform. Let the power be upon us. His grace is sufficient to keep us in the time of tribulations. And also, I greet you, sisters and brothers. Without wasting much of our time, let us go into our lovely scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4-5. Jeremiah first chapter verses 4-5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. Second book, John, second book, John, chapter 1 John chapter 1 verse 48. Yeah, John first chapter verses 48-50. Nathanael said to him, how do you know? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree. I saw you. 49. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Verse 50. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the tree, do you believe you will see greater things than this? Father, bless the reading in the name of Jesus Christ, my God, I pray. Amen. I know, according to my reading from the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4-5. That is the first chapter from verses 4-5. And John, first chapter, I've read from verse 48-50. I posted the topic yesterday, which says, I knew you before. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I know the life we are living is the repetition of what we lived in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. The life we are living, carnally or physically, it is the repetition of the life we lived before in the spirit. Because we are manifesting what was conceived in the spirit as the example narrated. That if a child in the womb is a male child, even in the physical, when he manifested in the physical, shall be a male child. Because she is manifesting what she was when she was a fetus. A fetus is an unborn baby. A fetus is an unborn baby. The baby which is still in the womb of the mother, we call it a fetus. So the child physically shall manifest what she was in the womb. So take the womb as the spiritual realm, and take when she's outside as a physical realm, as a manifestation. So the Bible says, before you were born, before I formed you in the womb of your mother, that is the sign that before Jeremiah manifested in the physical, in the spirit, God knew him that you'll be in this way. That is the sign that when God was creating Jeremiah, he was making him as a prophet, as his formation. Jesus, when he was creating Jeremiah, he knew that his formation will be as a prophet, because I ordained here before, while I'm what? I'm creating him. It's how you and me we are. We are fulfilling, we are manifesting, what the spirit conceived upon your life, upon my life. If the devil in the spirit was against Jesus, that's why his manifestation also is against what Jesus here in the physical. No one can miss his prophecy, because our lives are under the prophecy. Same applies to Jesus. He said, I'm fulfilling what was written in the law, in the book of prophets, and also in Psalms. He was fulfilling his prophets. That's why Moses said, God shall raise a great prophet like me. He was talking about Jesus. Isaiah would say, unto us the child has been given. You'll be a wonderful counselor. You'll be almighty God. You'll be an everlasting father. He was talking about Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Psalms, David will say, my Lord said to my Lord, sit to my right, hand, until I may your enemies as the footstool. Hallelujah, Jesus. All these people were talking about Jesus. It was Jesus talking to them, telling them what to write, telling them what not to write. He could tell John the Revelator, he said, don't write down, because it's not for you. May you seal up the book. So, brothers and sisters, the life you are living, you are manifesting what you were in the spirit. That's why you cannot miss what God has ordained you on the day of your creation. He knew that I'm creating this sister, but I'm making to be like that. I'm creating this brother. I'm making him as a singer. That's why you sing before you die. God shall ordain that time, shall anoint that time, so that you may manifest what you were in the spirit. Be careful if your manifestation is in the glory of the world. That is the sign that, oh, it's how God knew you before you were born. Before I formed you, I knew you. Before he formed Moses, he knew him that he would be a physical deliverer. As Moses was a physical deliverer, he was known before. It's how Jesus was, because he's God. He is a physical deliverer. He's our spiritual. He's a spiritual deliverer. He's a spiritual Moses, delivering the spiritual Israelites from spiritual Egypt into spiritual Canaan. As Moses delivered the Israel out of the land of Egypt, is how Jesus, out of the bondage spiritually, he is delivering us. He brought us out. He has brought us what? Out from the sinful life. That's why Moses ended his journey on the way. Then Joshua continued his journey and entered with them. As Jesus ended with the disciples on the way, but in the spirit of the day of Pentecost, he could carry on his journey, because it is his spirit shall take you as the transport to heaven. So let Joshua, that is the spirit of God, end with you into his kingdom, because the spiritual kingdom shall happen to them that are spiritual. Before I knew you, I knew you before, brothers and sisters. Jesus finished everything. We are living in under the finished will of God. As I said, I've got a power over everything. No one can miss his prophecy, because God is there. He made it everything. As the physical person, he's making a movie maker, or a movie creator. He's the one creating the movie. He knows whatever shall happen after the completion of the movie. Let God make you know. May you ask yourself, when God was creating you, what was he making? To God be the glory. Amen.